Autobot Underpants. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Once again, I'm joined by Eric Rice.
Hello.
And Starman Michael Gaines is here.
Hello.
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 Michael Gaines with no witty intro tonight.
I just figured I'd just do hello.
That was sad. That was sad and disappointing. Just like our government. We're on day what?
Nine days.
9 days of no government. They're slowly sort of, they're not doing anything.
I don't understand this. I mean, this should be illegal. This is just stupid.
It is pretty bad. I have a few friends that are, I didn't realize until just actually today, that are being affected by this. A friend that works for NASA, and I have a friend that works for, I'm not sure where she works, but she does something with infectious diseases and whatnot. So.
Oh, yeah. There was a salmonella outbreak, but, you know, FDA is off.
Yeah, they called back some of the CDC people for that, I think, just because, you know, well, you know, people are getting sick. I guess we can call them back in.
Yes. Work. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know. I mean, John McCain was on there, was on TV talking about, like, he was just like, and it's probably true. He's like, you know what's going to happen. We're going to raise the debt ceiling, at least for a little while, and everything will go back to normal. So it's like, which is probably, they're not going to change a law that's been a law for 3 years. You know, it's what's going on. They're all going to be like, okay, fine. Yeah. They'll.
And then, like, tourists, no recreating.
Oh, what was that?
Armed. I don't know. Maybe it's Yellowstone or something. And some old ladies or whatever are pulled off to take a picture of a buffalo. And then they got, like, corralled away. Or they were on, like, a tour bus or something, and they got corralled away and armed guards and crap. And they went to take a picture. You can't do that. No recreating.
Recreating. I see.
Recreating, yeah.
Like, what, yeah, so. Like recreating the Civil War? What was happening? I see. Yeah, there was still, there was a, they allowed some illegals to, I don't know, what do you call them these days? I don't know what the PC term for illegal immigrants, illegal citizens. I don't know what the word is. Anyway, they had some sort of protest on the mall in D.C. Because apparently that's covered by the First Amendment, so they're all right. You can protest at any of those places. And the parks allowed veterans to go to any of the monuments, too.
Now, I had heard that some Vietnam vets were arrested at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
I think maybe that had happened, but now they said, no, it's good. And so, yeah. I think it's all right. They realized how ridiculous that is. I mean, it is pretty ridiculous. So it said, I saw on USA Today that as long as you're protesting or you're a vet, you can go to the U.S. parks and monuments.
Okay.
Yeah, so take a sign with you and you're all good. Mm-hmm. Protest something. Protest the idiots that are running the place.
Probably. Right.
Yeah. So there's that. I don't really know of anything else that happened this week off the top of my head.
With the government? No, I haven't heard anything either.
Nothing. I don't think anything's happened with that. I did notice, and someone else, I guess some news probably pointed this out. I was up to like 8:30 this morning, and in middle of the night TV is interesting. You get a lot of news, and you get Steve Harvey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, they said that the Republicans are not mentioning the Obamacare as much anymore. Now they're focusing on something else, like budget.
Onto other things, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, you have to do this now, not that. You have to do this. We're just kidding about that other thing.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting card that's played. It's like, okay, here's a bunch of stuff that gets shut down, right? Appropriations bills not approved, fine. Well, you know how Republicans are always like, we want smaller government, and Democrats are like, oh, you need a little bit of government. This totally is a great playing piece for the Democrats to say, look, we're not trying to run your life, but look at these very fundamental basic things, like, yeah, you know, national parks, right? look at all like the businesses and stuff that surround a very simple thing. It's a great playing piece for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Well,
but at the same time, everybody's making it a playing chip.
It's bad. It's bad business for everybody. It doesn't make anybody look good. I mean, they're talking about like defaulting for the first time in history, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
There'd be so much chaos if that actually happened. That's not
gonna happen. Yeah, it's already.
China was like, yeah, about that debt.
Somebody had a joke. I don't know, maybe it was Craig Ferguson that said China's really upset because this is the first Chinese business that's failed. All right, what else is going on here? You got some Comic-Con coming up this week?
Yeah, Comic-Con starts tomorrow, Thursday through Sunday, so I'll be there, New York Comic-Con.
You going all 3 days?
4 days.
4 days? Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I should be going all 4 days. I don't remember what I was supposed to do Sunday.
We normally do World of Warcast 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
That doesn't roll off the tongue yet.
No.
You know, it's supposed to be like 7, 8, 9 Central.
Yeah.
That's going to be delayed, but that's okay.
It should be delayed. If things go the way that I think they're going to go, then I probably won't be getting back from Comic-Con until at least 7 or 8, and then I got to prep. So I'm guessing about 9 or 10 my time.
Yeah.
Sundays are always kind of...
Take over here. West Coast.
Sundays are after you've looked at everything for 3 days, you decide if you really want to buy anything.
No, it's not so much that. There was something about Sunday. I forgot what it was. I don't know if there was something I had to do Sunday. Oh, I don't remember, but... tomorrow I'm going because I am meeting up with some friends that are only going to be there on Thursday. Friday, I think, is the same thing. There are some people that are going to be there Friday. Saturday, a lot of people are going to be there.
Saturday is a big day.
Sunday, I don't know what I'm doing. I forgot why I had to go Sunday. There was something about Sunday, and I can't remember what it was.
I usually go just to kind of see what they're giving. Like, some places give away, you know, stuff at the end and whatnot. Although... I got I think it was the HBO booth or the Warner Brothers booth. I don't know. They were giving away all these posters and whatnot. There's like, I just got in line because it was the fastest moving line that I'd seen the entire weekend. So it's like, whatever this is,
I get. Just give me.
I'm like, whatever this is, it's moving fast. I'll take it. So you go through and you got like a bunch of like one sheet posters and like entertainment magazine. And I was just like, this is. Now I have to carry this back to the car. Like, this is, why did I get this stuff? This is awful. Well, go ahead.
I forgot what it was Sunday. Patrick Stewart's going to be there.
Oh, right. And William Shatner.
I watched a bunch of Family Guy this past week, and even actually, he was in an episode of Futurama. That guy does the most hilarious stuff in animated series.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's a regular on American Dad.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Although funny. I watched an episode of that, it just didn't move me like Family Guy did.
No, it doesn't. But it's different. I didn't like it at first as much. I mean, I still don't like it as much, but I watch it. Even the Cleveland Show, I watch that. Is that still on? I don't even know if that's still on.
Mm.
But I did watch a bunch of those. I mean, it's like after you watch Family Guy, then what are you going to do? It's like, all right, I guess I'll watch these two. Bob's Burgers is the same way. Even The Simpsons is like down below all that other stuff at this point. Although apparently they're going to kill off somebody, or did they already? I don't think they did. No, they just they just had Treehouse of Horror.
I couldn't deal with The Simpsons. We watched Simpsons episode, and it was like, I mean, I remember it was hilarious back in the day.
20 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that for years. I don't know. I think that show will just keep going until Sam Simon dies or something, which probably won't be too much longer.
It's been,
I think he's got cancer.
What, 88?
Something like that, yeah. It'll just keep going until they don't want to do the voices anymore, and then they'll be like, all right.
It'd be funny if the show ends and people go, oh my God, 30 years have passed.
That's what I feel. Oh yeah, I heard yesterday that 20 years ago, I don't know, today or this week or something, the Howard Stern's Private Parts, the book, hit the shelves.
Yeah.
That's, oh, and speaking crazy. Of old stuff, or not old stuff, so... I don't know what side I was on, but it's like the cast of Napoleon Dynamite. Where are they now? Maybe where are they now? That was like yesterday. It was like 9 years ago. That was not that big of a deal. So they all look like the same. And then before that, it was like the cast of that 70s show. Where are they now?
Well,
they're still here.
Except for the one that's dead.
Yeah. They're still doing things.
Yeah.
It's not like they're all shriveled up and stuff, you know. It's that's just like, come on. I think we should do it. I think we should do a Robot Underpants. Well, where are they now show?
I've done like, a show in 6 days. Where are they now?
Yeah. On October 9th, 2013, Michael Starman Gaines.
They're still sitting in the same room.
Now they'll focus code. Like the difference is like those boxes next to his tower. They'll be like on the shelf by the window.
Yeah.
Wow. So much has changed.
Let's have a look at 2 years ago when we started this show. Pretty much the same. Mine looks the same. Well, I've gone through a couple of different backgrounds.
I got a different hat. I got my Sharks hat on.
Oh yeah, look at
that.
Hockey season started. Well, before we get away from Comic-Con too much, are you going to get any of the exclusives, Mike?
Nope.
Have you ever?
Yes, I got the Hallmark Star Trek USS Defiant Christmas ornament.
Oh, all right. About
2 years ago, I got that.
I never know where to get them or when to get them because I don't care that much. And like if they were free, maybe, but you still have to pay a bunch of money for them. And usually there's already like, I just don't do lines. I don't want to do a line.
I'm not a fan of lines either. And that's why I'm a little iffy about doing some of these autograph. Well, I think I said on the show that I want to talk to Patrick Stewart, not because I want to get his autograph, but I want to ask him if he can do a bumper for this.
Do you want to get an audio autograph?
Well, that's what it is. An
audiograph.
An audiograph.
This sounds like something you'd have, like, little paper card, little earphones next to this machine. You wiggle it back and forth from the 1800s.
Oh, that reminds me. Right. I got to bring my microphone with me a couple of days. But, yeah, I want to see how many people I can get to do bumpers for the show.
How bad are the lines at BlizzCon, by the way?
Take the lines at Comic-Con and multiply them by 10.
Okay, yeah, I've never been to Comic-Con, so I'll just have to take your word.
I don't know, because there was that line for the Doctor Who panel, and that was like a day long.
I'm thinking of the merchandise line. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. You're right about the people that wait on lines for Hall H. I'm thinking about the lines for merchandise. So there are years that I've been to BlizzCon where people try to get up front, not because they want to get in and get a good seat. They want to get a spot on the merchandise line. So that merchandise line, I've been on that merchandise line 1 year because they had a vinyl soundtrack to StarCraft. I'm like, I must have this. And so I waited on that line for 3 hours.
That's what we need to do.
And then I get there. I get to the cashier. And you hand her what you want. They give you a little form and you fill out little check boxes. Oh, we're sold out.
And the problem is I got now 4 properties that I play with and from the Blizz universe. So it's going to be a pretty full Blizz.
No. Here's the thing, though. If you have a ticket to BlizzCon, you have the opportunity to buy stuff. Well, in previous years, they give you the ability to buy stuff on the online store before you go.
That's nice.
So if they do that again this year, that'll be really nice because then you don't have to wait online.
When does that happen?
Did you say online or in line?
He did say online.
It's same thing.
We just did a dialect quiz that nailed, and that quiz is closed, by the way. It nails your dialect, how you speak pretty much to the city. And one of them is, do you wait in line or online?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that question.
I didn't get that question either, but that pretty much nails down where you're talking about if they say online.
I've used that both ways, online or in line, depending on the context.
I've never used online as waiting in line.
I have to wait online for
only when I log online.
Saying it out loud, yeah, I have used that for like physically waiting.
Well, online. You just did. Anyway, yeah. So you waited on, in, about, above, according to lines.
You waited in the queue.
I waited in the queue. But anyway, if they do the pre-purchase stuff again this year, then that'll be fine.
When is BlizzCon? You guys are coming here for that, right?
It's a month from now.
Right on.
Right. So, yes, we'll do Robot Underpants live.
We could.
Nerd edition.
Somehow.
The Robot Underpants Langley Stop Dying Edition.
What?
You're just, what? You're just
Do you know something MMO. I don't know?
Yeah. Because you're not an MMO player and you're always bitching about how you die all the time.
I'm like, wait, what? Get it. Yeah, that's true. I haven't played in a while. Well, so some of the exclusives you can get is this real? The Pimp 2D2?
Yes, the Pimp 2D2 is real.
Because it looks like someone just took a crappy R2D2, printed out like a label on the front of them, and then painted the top of them gold.
Let me tell you something. When I said that the Star Wars franchise is turning into crap because they're trying to market it in the wrong way, yeah, there's proof of it.
He's got a little cane.
Yeah, I know. And the R2 cape. Kane is kind of funny.
He has a cape as well. What is this? I don't even understand. Who are the ad wizards that came up with this one?
For all I know, it could have been some kid that came up with it 20 years ago.
Disney generally frowns on prostitutes and pimp culture, but they won't hesitate to kill off a mama deer in the first 5 minutes of a movie.
Speaking of animals.
Speaking of Disney, go ahead.
Speaking of animals. 4:30 in the morning yesterday, I get woken up by this blood-curdling screech outside my window. And then about 60 seconds later, the entire house smells like skunk.
Oh, you get skunked over there a lot.
Yeah, Jersey's got a bunch of them. So
maybe that's why it smells.
I didn't realize that the skunk distance spray was big. Yeah. I saw one at my mailbox. I live in the country, so my mailbox is all end of the road. And I'm like, oh, look, baby skunk just doing his thing there. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I got a stick because I'm male, right? That's what you do. Let's get a stick and poke things with it. And then, you know, I was just kind of moving stuff around. I wasn't pissing him off. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should get back across the street to my car to look at him. No. They can spray up to like 26 feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, this road ain't 26 feet wide yet.
I've seen videos of like dogs that have gotten sprayed in the face. You ever see a dog try to get something out of its face?
Sure. Like peanut butter?
What?
No,
just give a dog peanut butter and they're like,
yeah.
This is not a good sight.
If you put like duct tape on their back, do that with a cat. They think they're walking under something constantly.
I miss cats.
Disney, so speaking of Disney, Disney had some protesters today, I guess, because they did away with their handicap front of the line thing because people that worked there were stealing the passes and selling them on Craigslist to people.
No,
really?
Yeah. So they did away with it, and then all the handicapped people were pissed, so they went and protested. I guess they have some new system now, though. But, and also.
They did it. Car license plates had to go through that. You know how the states now have, instead of having the hanging tag, you actually have to have your license plate have the disabled thing on it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Escape from Tomorrow also comes out on video on demand, iTunes, and probably some theater somewhere on the 11th. So two days from now. That's the one that they filmed at Disney and Disney didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Since you're looking,
get your torrents here.
Get your torrents. Well, it said it's going to be on iTunes. I guess they're not stopping it if they're going to. It's going to be on video on demand, iTunes, and some theaters. So, I mean, I would imagine they would have had some sort of injunction by now if they were going to do something. So
no, sometimes they'll wait. Sometimes they'll make them think that something's. I've seen that. I've seen companies do that before.
Yeah, I guess.
Last minute, boom.
I guess. I don't know. Disney's pretty good at shutting that down, though. All right. We got Doctor Who episodes found.
Yeah, well, Ethiopia. All right. What? The story goes like this. There's half rumors and half truth in this whole thing.
Well, there's a shocker.
There are 106 missing episodes of Doctor Who from
the early ones.
From the early ones. From the first two Doctors.
They're not from that Smith?
No. So 106 episodes have been missing. The way that distribution used to work years ago is that because the tapes are so expensive, the BBC would erase the tapes and then reuse them, not realizing that this had historical significance. So they erased the original tapes. But what they did was they made copies of the tapes and sent them to different countries for playback.
Right.
And as things go, things get shoved in the back of a closet and never touched for many, many years. Right. So apparently some episodes have been found. Now, the problem with this is that some people are saying it's impossible for all 106 to be found where they were in Ethiopia because Ethiopia only got 77 of them.
Ethiopia.
So and then some people are saying, well, it's impossible for that to happen because the tapes would deteriorate. Whatever. Now, the story I got today from somebody was that only two episodes were found. But here's the thing. It's only two episodes were found. But what they're doing
but is... But they were 50 hours each.
The BBC is doing a press conference. A press conference. This stuff isn't cheap. They're doing a press conference, and they're getting two companions from the Patrick Troughton era to help present this whole thing. So my thinking on this whole thing is, okay, they have access to people that were in the William Hartnell era. Why aren't they inviting them? Who knows? Whatever the reason is. Maybe they're busy. I don't know.
Are they still alive?
But no, they are. They are. They're
hanging out with that 70s show crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So
from the Where Are They Now?
So my theory on this whole thing is that why would they go through all this for only two episodes?
Yeah.
And somebody says, well, because anything that's found is a big deal.
No.
Yeah, but two episodes are like, here.
We found them. Yeah, two episodes of the old show.
Mm. Yeah, you're doing a press conference, and you delayed, because the press conference was supposed to be today. Yesterday, and they delayed it a couple days, so it's supposed to be tomorrow. They put this whole thing together. I'm thinking, this is not just two episodes. This is too big. BBC is going through too much trouble for something that's only two episodes.
I'm guessing that they had them all along and they were just hanging on to them for the 50th.
Oh, they probably did. But I'm guessing that my guess, based on the amount of hoopla that they're making out of this, is that there has to be at least 20.
I bet it's all of them.
All of them would be stupendous.
It's 106? Is that what you said?
It would be improbable. It would be improbable based on the fact that Ethiopia was supposed to only get 77.
Yeah, but not necessarily all from Ethiopia. If you said they shipped them off to other different countries or whatever, they may have found some here, some there. Some intern was like tasked with tracking down every place that they were ever sent, calling.
Here's another theory that I've got, is that maybe Ethiopia had 77. Maybe they all survived. Maybe some didn't. They could have pulled them all from different places, kept it quiet until the 50th.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe they've got all 106.
Yeah.
If they have all 106, that would be great.
When I was over in London, I was walking around downtown with Sizemore, and he was telling me a story about how they pulled a Dalek out of the Thames
one time.
This stuff just ends up in places. There's another picture I saw somewhere of somebody found a Dalek just in like some swampland somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. It's like, what? Oh, how does this happen? So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they found all of those somewhere. Especially if they made copies and sent them out to places. I mean,
yeah. The other strange thing about the story is that this press conference was supposed to happen. And this is going, again, this is the half truth, half rumor thing. This press conference was supposed to happen. And then immediately after the press conference was over, all these episodes that they talked about were supposed to be immediately available on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like they were just shipped to the BBC
last week,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, they've had this for a while. They're able to sit, remaster them.
For sure.
Send them to Apple, do the licensing. But again, we don't know if that's true until tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I remember hearing this rumor a while ago, so maybe that's where it comes from,
Yeah. I don't know. There's some people that I talked to that say it's complete BS. It's impossible that it happened. I'm like, the BBC confirmed it. They're just not talking about how many.
Oh, so they did say they found some.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So BBC. This isn't like a press conference to let us know that what's her face? Donna is going to be
Is that a real thing, by the way?
It was printed in a magazine, and some people are like, "Where is that real, or is that a misprint?" Or
where is she now? She hasn't been on The Office in 3 months.
I don't know.
She was on The Office.
No, I know she was on The Office. I watched The Office, but yeah. I don't know what she's doing since then.
No, that's what I'm saying. From the Where Are They Now thing.
Oh.
It's been 3 months. What could she possibly be doing? I'm sure they could get her if they wanted to do. She's not doing anything. My least favorite character ever on Doctor Who. Just saying.
Yes, we know.
I'm just letting everyone else know. Okay. Well, speaking of least favorite characters and things, George Lucas is talking to J.J. Abrams about Episode 7 apparently a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew he was going to be involved, I guess, or what was the word that they used? Advising or something. But it says in this article that he was evidently starting to write these next ones before he sold it to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So, you know how bad that could be. Because he's going to have some influence over J.J. Abrams. I mean, it's George Lucas. Although, I wonder how much pull he still has in Hollywood.
Well, considering how much money his stuff makes, regardless of what we think of them, I'd say he's got a lot of pull still.
It's not his stuff anymore.
Oh, well... Yeah,
and we all know how Red Tails movie did.
And hey, he said he is going to go easy on the lens flare.
Oh, J.J. Abrams, yeah, and you
I
know
believe they, when I see it,
they keep saying that they're going to stick to doing it the old-fashioned way. I don't know. If you don't like that, you can stick around for I don't know when this is supposed to happen, but Avalanche Sharks coming soon.
Yeah, I saw that. How did you find that?
It was on, I don't know, it was on IO9 or somewhere. Like the comments in the YouTube thing says that it's fake, but that looks, I mean, it looks fake, but it looks like a real trailer. I don't know. I don't know. They said it should have been called Shark-a-Lanch.
That's actually not a bad idea.
There's several comments about that. How is this movie not called Shark-a-Lanch?
Do they have enough time to change it?
I'm sure that they do. This looks like
it's Sharknado actors. Where are they now?
That's how they found the actors for Sharknado. They said, where is that guy that was in 90210? Yeah, let's get him. Where's Tara Reid? All right. Yeah. Derp, 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 derp. What else is happening? I don't
know. What else have we got?
Did you see that there was, like, I think 40 deaths now from those massive hornet things in China? Wow.
Jesus.
I thought I saw that the other day. Just a follow-up.
You just want to say that it's shopped when you see a finger holding up this thing that's like the size of a cigarette lighter. Like, no, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Man.
What I want to know is why are people still around there? I mean, I realize they live around there, but Jesus, like, I would, if that happened in the United States, you know that stuff would be like shut down immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't everybody would be going out there with like Aquanet and blow torches, baseball bats,
dynamite, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that we have a skunk problem somewhere around
I've
here?
I've heard, yeah.
Hey, Aquanet and a blowtorch.
I don't know. It's around here somewhere. It's been spraying around the last couple of days.
Oh, did you just get another whiff of it?
No, not now, but I mean, I'm just like the last few days we have.
Apparently some woman in Australia watched Braveheart and then attacked her neighbors with a sword. Australia, okay. The new Florida. Florida news, 80-year-old woman swallows $5,000 diamond.
Okay.
Man arrested for waving Klingon sword in street. That's also in Florida.
Well, wait a minute. What do you have, like FloridaGoofyNews.com?
It was related to the Australian one.
Register that and sell it for like $1 million.
Yeah. What was it? What was the
FloridaGoofyNews.com?
There you go. I have a Google alert for Florida news, but I haven't looked at it recently.
Oh, by the way, do you have a .com alert? Do you have some .com news?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I finally got a domain back that I let slip like 2 years ago. And man, what a pain it is trying to wait for something to expire. Because it just never expires.
Yeah.
It expires and then it's like, it's not really expired. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a... There was a long wait on that one. Close to a year, probably about a year from when it was supposed to be expired. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I put it on auto renewal for now. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
What is a carrier viral video?
Is it if you
have a viral video and you don't know it, but you're a carrier?
No, it's a viral video for Carrie where they rigged up a coffee shop to make it look like this girl had telekinetic powers.
Oh, is it Carrie. Actually for the movie, the remake?
Yeah.
Because I actually saw the preview for that. It actually looked kind of good.
It doesn't look terrible.
Really?
No, I said it doesn't look terrible.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the preview for it yet.
It's not telepathic sharks.
The funny thing about the video is that you see the video is where some guy spills coffee on this girl's laptop and the girl freaks out and pushes him telekinetically, and then they had him rigged with a wire so that he would fly up against the wall and then wait to pull him down. So and then they had these tables rigged where she would push her arms out and then the tables would move like away from her, and then they had pictures and books rigged on springs so that she would scream and then all the stuff would fly off. The reactions of these people are hilarious. These people think it's real. It's like I went to Fright Fest down at Six Flags about 2 weeks ago, and these people dress up as zombies. You can tell it's all fake, and they run around and chase these people with fake chainsaw. It's a real motor, but it's a cardboard chain. I've seen grown people run scared out of their mind from these people. I'm like, maybe I don't get it, but this is so completely fake. What are you doing at Six Flags during Fright Fest if you're
paying to be scared by these people? What did you think was going to happen?
So these people, you can see the reactions to these people. Now, granted, maybe those people were actors. But I wouldn't put it past the fact that some of these people were real and they really thought that this was happening.
Well, this is a little different than the haunted house that you know what you're buying.
This is before – you know what it is? This is before your coffee. Yeah. You're half asleep dragging in to get your bagel and your latte. Like,
what the
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. But no, this is not a haunted house. This is out in the open. You walk into Six Flags and there's zombies there.
Well, some people are jittery, I guess.
I don't know. You've been to haunted houses. Like, you know it's coming, and I think that was what puts you on edge a little bit. So then when things jump out at you, you're like, you know it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Ah, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. That's exactly it. You know it's coming. So you go to Fright Fest, you know it's coming. Some person chases you with a chainsaw, and you start run screaming.
I don't know.
I can see going, ah, and that's it. But that's
so hard.
No, that's just because, I mean, that's what people think that they're supposed to do, so they just do it.
I suppose.
Not purposely. They just do it.
If we wind up going back there, I'm definitely going to try and get some of that on film, or on video, I should say, because it's just hilarious watching grown people get scared.
Yeah.
Run screaming like that from stuff that's fake.
Yeah. That's true. Did I see something? I don't know. I thought I saw some other kind of hoax thing that I can't remember what it was now. I don't know. Anyway, I'll post the link to that in the show notes, which may need to be revised, but I haven't heard. Apparently there were supposed to be suggestions for our show notes. We weren't doing it right or something, but
okay.
I never heard what was wrong. Samsung has a curved phone.
It's ridiculous.
Revolutionary. Breaking. This just in.
I know. It's like, this is what happens when you can't copy.
Yeah, there's nothing to copy. Apple put out the same thing again.
The thing is, they already had a curved phone. The Galaxy Nexus had a little bow to the,
the front, not the back.
Oh, okay.
The front's, well, both the front and the back is curved. But what I really don't understand about the way this thing is designed is that I would think that the distribution of a fall on a curved piece of glass would be not different. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's not Gorilla Glass. In fact, that's the first phone I've ever scratched in my life.
I picked up one of my old phones from 2007, like the phone that I had just before the iPhone. I didn't realize how scratched it was. It was plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I kept that thing in a case, and that thing was scratched to hell.
It doesn't take much.
Nope.
You can be a cat and you can rob people in GTA 5.
There's all sorts of weird glitches in that game.
Is that a glitch or an Easter egg?
I don't know.
I would assume this was on purpose.
I think you can, like, die or turn off the game while you're on the boat, and then it will put you, like, on the street with the boat parked. There's all sorts of weird stuff. Our gaming on Reddit has been completely taken over by GTA.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My 9-year-old nephew said, while I was visiting, said, can I get GTA? To my sister, said, can I get GTA? Like, all of us, all the adults at the same time said, no!
Yeah, there's nothing else going on. I'm waiting for the new Batman game to come out. That's the only game I play.
What do cats do in that game?
They're cat ladies.
Ah, there you go.
What is the cat?
Cat say? Women. Did you see the? I guess last night it was during all the news. There was a headline that came out like. It was like Miley Cyrus does something that's not sexually obnoxious coming up. See what it is. Like, this is the news. Oh my god, I gotta see what it is. They played a video she did with Jimmy Fallon on Jimmy Fallon's show, a cappella version of one of her songs.
Did she and Sinead O'Connor have that exchange last show, or was that after?
It might have been during this last week. I don't know. I don't even know what happened with that.
Oh, it's pretty simple. Sinead O'Connor wrote an open letter to Miley Cyrus that was like, yo, girl, chill.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is like, no, but check me out on SNL. Sinead O'Connor said something back, and then Miley Cyrus said something back, and then Sinead O'Connor lost her shit and was like, I'm going to sue, because I guess thought Miley Cyrus was making fun of people with mental health problems. And
jeez.
Yeah, I'm like, good Lord.
They had
this
her...
is why Sharknado and Shark Avalanche or Shark Avalanche get made.
I'm waiting for the one with the big hairy fat shark comic called Shark Avalanche.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Shark Apocalypse. Shark.
You know Bruce Valanche, the guy from Hollywood Squares.
They still call me Shark.
My jokes are wasted here, people.
Got nothing.
Billy Ray, is that his name? Billy Ray Cyrus said that he was proud of her for reinventing herself and whatever. Good dad of the year right there. All right. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else? Anybody?
I'm good.
Did we get everything? I think so.
I think we did.
All right. Plug time.
Who's got plugs? I have my tablet plugged in. Oh, you're talking about something else.
Yeah, hair plugs.
Eric and I do World of Warcast every Thursday, usually at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, but I don't know when it's going to be tomorrow.
Not when there's Comic-Cons happening.
Not when there's Comic-Cons. The Comic-Cons have invaded.
Go ahead.
And This Week in Trek, which we do on Tuesdays, and The Hooniverse, which I do with Nicole Wakelin, and we do that once in a while.
Well,
we're gonna do some recording at the at Comic Con. She's coming to Comic Con. She'll be there Friday through Sunday.
When is the big announcement for the Doctor Who stuff?
It's supposed to be tomorrow at 3:30, but I don't know what time zone that is.
You might have I don't know. You may have something to talk about there then.
We're gonna have stuff to talk about. So, and there are going to be people there. There's some well-known Doctor Who fans and bloggers and video people. They're going to be there, too, so we're going to talk.
Well-known fans. That's just the world we live in, right? Are you a famous fan?
I'm a popular fan. I was a fan with fans. I think I'm going to go to Monsterpalooza this weekend, too. That's like a big effects expo, so I'll let you know how that goes. And then we also have Comic Kazi coming up at the beginning of November, so there's that. I'll probably go to that. Hey, let me ask you this. When you ask people for audiographs, how do you do it?
I haven't done it yet because the two that we got were done by other people.
Because I was going to get that one for you from the guy that plays Tubok.
Tim Russ.
Yeah, but I didn't know how to approach him with it.
Aren't they called bumpers?
Yeah,
they're called bumpers, but I have some ideas.
I ain't going up to anybody unless it's Mark Twain asking for an audiograph. Hello, Mr. Train. Twain?
I don't know.
I wasn't saying that you call it an autograph. That was just something we coined just tonight. But
you fancy doing an audiograph for me and the fellas?
Thomas Jefferson?
Not the boys, not the guys, not the dudes, the fellers.
The fellas.
Yeah, I'll think of something when it happens.
Yeah, it felt weird, so I didn't do it. I was just like, you mind saying? Like, I always feel like there's some, I don't know, like you got to pay for that somehow or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, it's, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not going to talk about it, but I have my reservations about it, but at the same time, I think I have an approach to it also. Yeah,
well, let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
Get some for Robot Underpants while you're at it.
Sure. No.
Well, while you're doing it, you're gonna, you might as well. You're going to have your stuff there. I mean, you don't have to get, like, Patrick Stewart for that, but you can get a... Or you can get anybody. I don't care. Get anybody else.
Although, listening to Patrick Stewart say, robot underpants. Robot underpants. And somehow my Patrick Stewart became Sean Connery. I don't know.
No, it just happens. Mine did too. Robot underpants.
I must ask you a question, but I'm shaving it for later. We need a horn.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we need a horn.
Don't they have that in Google Plus now in the... in the effects or something?
Like sound effect?
Yeah, I think there's a... I don't know if they have it in Hangouts. I don't even
what
know.
What kind of sound effect do you want?
Honka? Honka?
No, don't they have the sad trombone?
Oh, sad trombone.
Or you could just go to sadtrombone.com.
You could, but I think this stuff is built in here now. I don't know. Maybe it's not in... No, this is stupid. Why are we even doing this at this point? Because I'm... Oh, there it is.
Right here. Oh, I've got one here. Wait.
That's even better. All right, then that's just about sums up this show tonight.
No, wait, I've got one more.
Mega Mate. She's gone from suck to blow.
Oh yeah, you can pick up your Spaceballs themed whatever poster, Return of the Schwartz, at booth number 2167 on Friday, October 11th at New York Comic Con at the Bottleneck Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $40. Where are those guys now? Other than
Dave. Maybe that's some valid.
Some of them. Rick Moranis, for sure. Daphne Zuniga probably has been missing for a while. All right. We'll see you next week.
Wait, I just got something in my feed about Doctor Who, so it looks like we'll have something to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, what is it?
It's something cryptic, but yeah, there's something going on.
What? All right. Well,
no, literally. One of the Doctor Who publications said we're on our way to London for something exciting. Wink.
No. Well, we already know something's going to happen, so that's pretty whatever.
All right. Bye.
All right. See you guys next week.
Later.
If you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a care, well, you're gonna be in trouble, cause we're gonna steal your air. Cause what you got is what we need.